And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave alongside Joseph, Jay, and Eric. And, of course, Joseph is playing with his periscope. The camera is always on him.
Oh, here. You want to see you? Here.
Yeah, I get a few seconds, and then...
All right, and then we'll show our guests
see,
as
the
well.
See, the difference is that you're trying to pick up women on the periscope.
Well...
I guess that's a good
idea. You already have a wife.
You're right. if she's not listening, bring the periscope back to me. Okay, just kidding. All right.
And they said, Dave, you the boss, by the way. They did, seriously? Yeah.
Really? I'm the boss?
Yeah. Oh. It's the same girl that said that I was hot.
So you're hot and I'm the boss.
Yeah.
Okay. Then.
Both lies.
All right. Well, of course, this song bringing us into the segment is Walking on Sunshine. From Walking on Sunshine, Leona Lewis and the cast of the film. And, it's actually appropriate because it is the pretty much summer right around the corner. Right?
It is. It feels like summer already. It's been hot as heck. Go ahead.
And we need to cool off.
We do?
Yes.
Why?
Why? Because it's
too
hot.
It is way too hot. I went to Vegas for a week, and I thought I was still in Phoenix. It was hot there. But I'm going to San Jose tonight.
Nice.
Are you a hockey fan?
Yes.
I'm part of the media.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so I'm going to...
Showing off.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, if you got
not
it.
Not sure
got
why he's
it.
Wearing that now, but...
Yeah, we're in studio.
What's the thing? If you have it, flaunt it, or what is that called?
If you want.
If you want it, flaunt it. No,
okay. Don't do that.
Oh, yeah. All right.
You're scaring our in-studio guests.
Yeah, I am indeed.
No, but so now our two in-studio guests are from Tropical Smoothie Cafe. I'm sorry I didn't get your names.
Scott Palmatier.
Scott Palmatier.
And Alana Miller.
Okay,
so
thank you
Scott
so much.
Scott Palmatier. That's a cool last name, Palmatier.
Yeah, it's actually, I'm not related, but in hockey, he's in the Hall of Fame. His name's Scott Palmatier. Played for a couple teams.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
So Scott, no, I mean,
Scott.
Yeah, Scott and Alana.
That's yes.
Right. There's a famous singer, Alana someone.
Alana Miles.
Yeah, that's Miles. No, I thought it was someone else. Alana. Who is it?
What?
No, there's a famous Morissette. Singer. Yeah, that one. Right?
Alanis Morissette. That's
a
little
different.
Oh,
okay. I was close by a few letters. Okay. But, you know, if I'm close within 26 letters, I feel I accomplished something. So, yeah. All right, Scott and Alana.
And our Periscope viewers are asking if that's Kathleen. Kathleen's not here today, so people are asking for Kathleen, Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's Alana.
I'm on the phone with her now.
Okay.
Oh, you are? With her now. Taking a break. Okay.
Yes. So we asked them to bring in five smoothies.
Five smoothies.
Because we thought that there were going to be five of us in here, but we there's just the three of us, so we've got a smaller...
We could split the other one.
Yeah, but they're from Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Mm.
There's more to this story, but first of all, where is Tropical Smoothie Cafe?
Well, it's a franchise here in Arizona. We have nine locations.
Nine locations.
Really?
So we have quite a few on the east side, and I'll briefly go. We got one in Metro Center, one on 16th Street in Camelback. We have Empower in Baseline. We have Stapley in Baseline. We also have Power in McDowell, and we have two West Valley locations in Goodyear and Surprise.
Wow, anything in Peoria yet?
Not yet.
But soon.
Soon.
At a coming attraction
near you
or something. Like
and what sets Tropical Smoothie Cafe apart from other establishments?
You know, that's a great question. Everybody says, what's your competitor, Jamba Juice? We'll give them a shameless plug, I guess, and mention them. But we do more than just smoothies. We're a full menu. We have toasted flatbreads, sandwiches, salads, tacos. I mean, we have a full menu. So that's what really sets us apart. We do great smoothies, and our smoothies are all made with just ice and natural fruit and not any apple juice or sorbets or ice creams to make them look, taste, or blend differently than what they would normally be, such as some of our competitors.
Yeah,
but it's the food
line.
It's really the food line that truly separates us.
So is it organic too? Or
We try to get as much fresh local products as possible.
Okay.
It's 100% organic. Some of the stuff we do is organic.
Now, you said full food menu, so you can sit inside
and
eat? Oh, wow. Any TVs by any chance?
We have one location. We have three locations that are open 24 hours in case you want a smoothie drink.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. I'm crazy. I've lost my hair over this, but it's a really good thing.
So are you a franchise owner?
I'm the franchise owner as well as the area.
Of all nine?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Of all nine?
And which ones are the 24-hour ones?
Well, the 24-hour is in Goodyear, Arizona, and then Surprise, and then one in Mesa, Power and Baseline. Two of them are drive-thrus, so then drive-thrus are open 24 hours.
And
then
people? People show up?
I got sleep insomnia. I get up at 1:30 in the morning. I pull up my cameras. I got like 15, 20 people.
Really?
Drinking smoothies and eating sandwiches.
So it was much needed out here, evidently.
Absolutely.
But it is healthy. So,
it is.
I mean, you know, I used to go to, I won't mention the name of the competitor, almost every day for a while. I've sort of stopped, but But it is I'm sure you have the same drinks at it. It's really a great way to start the morning, I think.
No question.
You're not
about it.
Filled up with, you know, whatever, eggs, bacon, and stuff. But it makes you more energized. To me, it was more energizing.
Our number one selling smoothie in the entire system, there's 500 cafes across the system, is our Island Green. And we brought two of them today, in addition to the one that we're going to give you.
Island
Green. It's got fresh spinach, fresh kale. I know it sounds bad when I say those two words together.
No, that sounds
fresh
good to
spinach,
me.
Fresh spinach, kale, pineapple, mango, and banana. It looks green. You look at it and say, you know, I'm not really sure if I want to drink this Linda Blair Project kind of thing.
Yeah.
It is fantastic. Number one song. You'll love it. It's amazing. We got two of them for you.
Oh, I'd like to try it.
Let's try that one before we go into the other smoothie that is special for next weekend.
Try it right now?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
And if my head spins, what happens? I'm kidding.
Well, then I'll take over.
You mentioned Linda Blair. But no, I've had green drinks, and they're actually good.
Yeah.
The kale, right? Kale's very good for you.
And we use all fresh. So fresh spinach, fresh kale, pineapple, mango, banana, and ice is the base of our smoothie. Put a little water in it to help blend it. That's what you're drinking.
How about the service?
The service, fantastic. We got Alana at the stores.
You are nice. Wow.
Look at that beautiful green. You can check that out on Periscope. That is a very nice color, isn't it?
They say dark green is healthy.
There you go.
I mean, dark green is supposed to.
Yep.
Here we go. So.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
Who, me?
No, you a little closer to the microphone. Yeah, sorry.
I'm good.
Sorry.
I am? Oh, okay.
No, not you.
Oh.
But
yeah,
let's
I've been here
taste
a
test.
Long time. Here we go. At the together or separately? He's laughing. Oh, don't do that. Oh, my God.
Just drink it.
All right.
Let's see.
Mmm.
Mmm.
Well, I like it.
Wow.
Oh, I do like this.
Yeah, that pineapple really pops.
You go spinach, kale, but you don't taste
that at all.
No. This is sweet. This is, wait a minute.
Now, the nutrients probably in this, I mean, it's like,
is good.
What would you say that this is, like, is this a boost for energy or anything in particular?
Well, you get 5 servings of fruits and veggies in there, really high in your minerals from the greens as well. The spinach and kale also work as kind of a healthy, natural detox for the digestive system.
Ooh.
So all sorts of good stuff in
there. Oh,
this
is great. Now, who made up these flavors? Did you or the company?
No, I'd love to take credit for that. But our corporate staff, so we have a chef in-house. We have they tinker and make smoothies like every single day. There's a guy just as responsible for trying to come up with different flavors and profiles. Do an amazing job.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say it live on the air. I'm not going to get anyone in trouble. I won't mention the competitor. But this is better than anything I've had over there.
Well, that's great. Thank you.
I'm not kidding.
Oh,
and
I completely agree. Yeah, you are because you love your smoothies.
No, I every day for months I went there every day, and I was like pretty high. I mean, they made a lot of money.
They knew your name.
Oh, they definitely knew my name. But this clearly, of all the green drinks. And I've had a lot of them there.
Well, sometimes they get to be too bitter. Some of the green ones are too bitter. This one
or too tangy or something.
Yeah.
This is like the perfect blend. Right. I congratulate you on that.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a fan now.
Fantastic.
I'm in Peoria, though, so a surprise, the closest,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, probably so.
Well, Metro. Not
Metro
too
Center
bad.
Is pretty, I mean, that'd Metro's be a little jaunt, but it'd be fine, yeah.
And they're redesigning that and everything, right, too, the Metro Center.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Oh, great. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and again, what's the name of this one so the people can
Island Green.
Island Green. So everyone out there, Island Green from Tropical Smoothie Cafe. And so, of course, anytime that you want to come in studio, we would love to have you, but especially if you bring wonderful things like this. But there's a special...
You mean Alana? Come on, you're single, but you can't make a date with her on this air.
Well, I'm making dates with people on Periscope.
Well, really. I guess you could.
No.
Well, maybe
right,
next
Dave.
Time, bring in this, you know...
Rate it back in.
Bachelorette 1, 2, and 3. Yeah.
We'll
rate them by smoothies.
Sure.
Hey, that'd be sort of fun, right?
She did really well with describing, you know, all the
okay. We got a love match here, right?
So the reason that they're actually here in studio is for a special event that's going on Friday, right?
That's right.
So tell us about this event.
I'm gonna have Alana speak to a little bit about it. Go ahead, Alana.
So Friday is our National Flip Flop Day. It's our 10th year doing this. It's our biggest day for raising donations for Camp Sunshine. Tropical Smoothie Cafe is the number one contributor to Camp Sunshine for donations. And on Friday, we're giving away free Jetty Punch smoothies between 2 and 7 p.m., all in an effort to raise more donations for Camp Sunshine.
Nice. Now, what is Camp Sunshine? What does that do?
Camp Sunshine, it's a camp for kids with life-threatening illnesses and their families. It's a week-long camp with doctors on staff. Families get to be with other families at the camp, and it's all paid for by Camp Sunshine.
Excellent. That is fantastic.
And then 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., the only prerequisite is they have to wear flip-flops. Because it's National Flip-Flop Day. So if you got a pair of flip-flops at 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at any of the tropical smoothies across the country, but certainly here in Arizona, we will give you free, not a little small one, we're going to give you a 24-ounce Jetty Punch smoothie just for coming in.
Wow.
This is a big one.
This is very big.
This will fill you up.
What would this cost, like something like this?
That'd be about $4.99.
That is it?
Yep.
Oh, you're way below the competitors.
We do. We priced it right. We have two sizes. We have a kid size and that size. That's all we have. But we're giving the big one away free.
Wow.
And all we ask is, you know, when you come in, if you could spare a dollar for a donation for Camp Sunshine in lieu of the smoothie, that'd be awesome. Yeah. You're not obligated, but we certainly would take a dollar to help send a sick family to camp.
Wow.
Last year in Arizona, we raised over $10,000 with our stores. We're pretty proud of them. We sent four families and their kids to camp to be with kids that had the same illnesses. Some have eye cancer. Some have brain cancer, and they get to spend time with people just like them so they don't feel abnormal. Mm-hmm. So it's a really cool place in Maine that we send these kids to go to.
So you're a company with heart.
Oh, yes, it's absolutely.
You got to love that.
Yeah.
I mean, I only like to do business with companies that have the heart. I mean, sure, you got every business. I'm a CPA as well as what Joseph was described as the number one broadcaster in Arizona.
I didn't describe that. They said that you were the boss.
I'm the boss.
That wasn't me, though.
Okay, I misconstrued that. But I'll tell you, it's such a pleasure to know the priorities of companies. Some companies are all profit, short term. They'll never go stay in business. You know, people with long-term thinking, but with a heart.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you, both of you.
Oh, appreciate it. Thank you. It's a great cause. We get passionate about Alana. I brought Alana because she's so passionate about Camp Sunshine. She led the entire state in donations at one of her stores. And she just does an amazing job. And we gave away last year over 6,000 free smoothies on that day alone. So
really?
So our employees work extremely hard. It's a difficult day to get through, but it's worthwhile to see that we've raised estimated funds. And we get to meet the families that we're sending, which is really cool. It's worth every time and effort we put into it.
And you've been here 10 years?
Well,
around?
We've been a national partner with Camp Sunshine for going on 10 years. But yeah, we've been in Arizona since 1997.
Wow.
This is the company?
Yes.
Tropical?
Well, it's a franchise, but we've had some stores open as around 1997, 98.
Really? Yeah. And where did it started back east? Or?
It's back in, yeah, it was started in Destin, Florida is where the concept started. So it's, Destin, Florida.
It was Destiny.
Destiny. Florida.
Like these two. Okay, I'm
Dave,
just kidding.
Rein it back
just
in. Rein it back in.
Okay.
All right. There's only so much we can do. All right.
I wish you would help me as much as I help you. Oh, I'm married. Okay. Go ahead. Back to you.
That's the thing Trish is going to have a problem with this conversation.
She's probably listening. I'm in big trouble.
Yeah, your phone's going to blow up. But so now, again, all they have to do, 2 to 7 p.m. Friday, is go into any of the tropical smoothie cafes, wear flip-flops, and it's going to be the perfect day to wear it. I mean, who doesn't have a pair of flip-flops?
Yeah.
And we pretty much should be wearing them right now because it's really, really hot. Actually, one of our Periscope
people. That's all I ever wear.
Yeah.
Yeah? Not today, though.
One of our friends on Periscope actually said, you know, the 120 degrees, because we have fans all over the world, and they're like,
that's right.
They can't get over the fact that it's so
fly
hot
to
here
Arizona.
In Arizona.
That's right.
Get over here to Arizona, no matter where you are. And the most important thing, obviously, is to contribute to this great cause.
Yeah. Now, yes, the Davis.
Yes,
actually.
I am.
And you brought us Jetty Punch smoothies?
We bought six of the Jetty Punch, which is our strawberry banana smoothie that we'll be giving away for
That's
you guys to have.
Okay, so can we try that one on the air here, please?
Sure.
So, Dave, this one's delicious, but here you go.
Oh,
Dave.
I love it. Oh, this is incredible.
Yeah.
What now? What's in this punch?
We got a whole banana. So it's a whole unpeeled banana in there. It's a big. There's one whole banana in there and strawberries. And then, like I said, ice and water is the base of the smoothie. I think you'll like it.
Oh man.
All right, so very, very beautiful.
The reason why
pink.
We picked this smoothie because of taste profile, we want everybody to try, you know, most popular kind of standard smoothie be strawberry banana. It is our Jetty Punch, so that's a profile that most people could like and it could get anywhere else, really.
Very pretty color there. All right, so let's take a taste of it.
Wow.
Wow.
It's almost
that's so sweet. It tastes like a really wonderful punch.
It's almost like ice cream melting in your mouth.
It does taste like a kind
and
of
it's all
ice
fresh
cream.
Fruit, though.
Man, and so this is healthy as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, how am I going to drink both? These are like incredible. No, this is really incredibly tasty. Oh man, yeah. I hope you get more stores. You know, serving the whole valley. But you got nine of them. So
we got nine. We're still working on some others that we're, you know, that we're hoping that will be coming soon. Opportunities that we could come back and tell you that we got a couple new locations. But we're working.
Yeah.
On
it. Oh, yeah. This is great. And yeah, there's no question about it.
You know what this reminds me of? This Jetty Punch. And I wonder if anyone's ever said this. The Starburst, the pink Starbursts.
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Very, very, very tasty. And yet, you know, this is a lot healthier to eat than a handful of those, probably.
But I can't get over not only the taste, but the pricing.
Right.
Way lower than. I remember I was spending about. It had to be $7 or $8 a morning.
Yeah.
And I think they liked me a little bit because it's every morning. But. You know, I don't know how they get
we
away.
We offer too as well. We have some that already have supplements in it, but we have a full entire supplement line.
You do?
Tell them some of the supplements we have.
We have fat burners, energizers, daily multivitamin. We have fresh add-ins too. You can add the spinach and kale to any smoothie, carrots, fresh ginger, protein boosts. So we have a lot of stuff you can use to boost your smoothies.
And Alana, what is your favorite smoothie of all the smoothies?
I actually get the detox version of the Island Green. So it's the same smoothie, but it uses a piece of raw ginger as the sweetener. And then I always add in some oats and some pea protein to that.
Oh, nicely done. How about you, Scott? What do you like the best?
I'm drinking. It's the Island Green.
Yeah.
I like it.
It is good.
Okay, I lied. It's my second favorite.
Oh.
We have some smoothies on our menu that, you know, are dessert smoothies or, you know, because people like, you know, dessert type smoothies and calorically maybe not as good for you. But my really favorite smoothie is a peanut paradise. It's a whole banana, scoop of fresh peanut butter. It comes with whey or soy. Put whey in it, a little bit of vanilla yogurt, liquid yogurt, and it tastes like a peanut butter milkshake. It is phenomenal.
Wow.
Just
man.
Phenomenal. Mm-hmm.
So how do you both, I mean, you're working there. I mean, you have access to this. Do you limit yourself to so many per day or what?
Well, I make sure I always have to have one every day. It's a great meal replacement. It's healthy.
That's good to have, though.
But you got to start making your own creations after a little while.
Now, we're almost out of time in this hour, so we're going to ask you, what is the website where people can find out more information about Tropical Smoothie Cafe?
Yeah, it's real simple. They can go to tropicalsmoothie.com or tropicalsmoothiecafe.com. They'll get to that same page, and you can click on locations and a map of Arizona. We'll show you exactly where they're at. We'd love to see you at 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. I'm sure we'll have lines out the door on Friday, which would be phenomenal, and we'd love you to be part of the excitement and help donate for a good cause.
And wear flip-flops. Wow. That's the only
flip-flops.
Thing you got to do. Wear flip-flops.
And then you get a free
24-ounce Jetty Punch
Jetty
smoothie.
Punch.
Wow. And hopefully they'll contribute whatever they can.
Absolutely.
Camp Sunshine.
Yeah.
Very, very good cause. There's no question about that.
And,
wow.
And speaking of sunshine, we're going to listen to a little bit more from Walking on Sunshine, from the movie Walking on Sunshine. Both of you, thank you so much for coming in
Our
here,
pleasure.
Scott, Alana. You have a great rest of the weekend, and best of luck with the fundraiser.
Thank you.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be right back. I'm walking on.